This is Akashvani in the program Spotlight. Now we bring you an exclusive interview with India's ambassador to Brazil, Suresh K. Reddy, on the 19th G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro. The interviewer is Sakshi Singh, Akashvani correspondent.
G20 is an intergovernmental platform to hold discussions for economic, political and social cooperation. Its formation in 1999 was a follow-up of a series of global crises. The major objective at that time was to provide a platform for discussion to the finance ministers of the member states. In 2006, the global crisis followed by Lehman Brothers' fall led to an urgent need to strengthen the role of such intergovernmental platform. In 2006, the G20 summit was held in Washington, D.C. This was followed by four such summits, two in 2008 and 2010 in London, Pittsburgh and Seoul and in Toronto, respectively. It was only in 2011 that the summit was made an annual affair, with the country holding the presidency for the year chooses the city for the summit, like New Delhi was chosen by India in 2023 and Rio de Janeiro chosen by Brazil in 2024. The starting of G20 saw a focus on global economic issues only, but down the line, as per the contemporary requirements of the world and the member states, the agendas today include sustainable development, health, agriculture, climate change, energy change, fight against corruption. Today, the member states of the G20 represent 88% of global GDP, 78% of international trade, and 2/3 of the population. This year's presidency has the theme of building a just world and a sustainable planet. And the key priorities of Brazilian presidencies are social inclusion and the fight against hunger and poverty, energy transition and the promotion of sustainable development in its economic, social and environmental dimensions, and reform of global governance institutes. More on these key areas was discussed by Foreign Secretary Sri Vikram Misri in a recent MEA briefing.
The flagship deliverable of the Brazilian presidency is the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty, which will be launched during the inaugural session of the Rio summit. This will be an initiative that is open to non-G20 countries as well, as also national, regional and international organizations, regional and multilateral development banks, civil society organizations and philanthropic institutions. There are three pillars under this alliance, and India will be joining the national and knowledge pillars of this alliance. Reform of multilateral institutions fit for the 21st century was another key priority of our presidency, and this is again being taken forward by Brazil this year. And the G20 leaders call for better, bigger and more effective multilateral development banks during the New Delhi summit found resonance globally and is being carried forward this year through the G20 roadmap for better, bigger and more effective MDBs. And this is a roadmap that will be endorsed by the leaders at the Rio summit. And as regards energy transition, the ambition set in New Delhi on tripling renewable energy capacity and doubling the rate of energy efficiency by 2030 are again being reaffirmed at the G20 this year. Another point of interest, which is the empowerment of women working group, which was envisioned during India's presidency, was convened for the first time this year during the Brazilian presidency, and it cemented the narrative of women-led development in the G20. The Research and Innovation Working Group, which was conceived during our presidency, started its meetings this year and finalized its terms of reference, and the Disaster Risk Reduction Working Group and the Startup 20 Engagement Group, which were also initiated during India's presidency, have been carried forward this year. The ambitious language that was reflected in the New Delhi leaders' delegation has provided the basis for many of the G20 outcome documents that have been adopted this year. Some of our flagship priorities, such as digital public infrastructure, mission life, women-led development, etc.
To talk more about the G20 summit in Rio, India's role, and initiative under Brazilian presidency, we have with us Ambassador of India to Brazil, Sri Suresh Kumar Reddy.
Thank you for having me here.
So last year, we had a massively successful G20 summit with a focus on inclusivity, some consensus on climate change. How is this G20 going to be the step forward, and what will be India's role as part of the Troika?
You know, I'll start with the starting point, as we say. You correctly described it as a massively successful presidency by India. I'll just take a minute to explain why do we say it is massively successful. Because we were able to actually produce two things, very important elements. Number one is we were able to produce a consensus document. Now imagine in a world in which countries are having conflict with each other, and who are sitting at the same table. But because of India, we were able to get them to agree to the same language. So this really reflects today India's stature globally. It reflects how the world look at our Honorable Prime Minister, his leadership and the guidance which he gives on global issues. So it is really a big success of India's, I would also add, the leadership, the diplomacy, and very simple fact that we're able to get all the critical, internationally important players together in the same room and get them to agree to the same language. And the second element is also the inclusion of African Union. Yes, when you talk of African Union, we are not just talking of an organization, but we're actually talking of a voice of 55 countries. And I remember this is the first time since 2008 when the first summit happened, we have been able to have a new member added to the G20. So that really again reflects the fact that India is the only country today which can actually have make such additions to the grouping, and that is a critical element of it. And the third reason why we call it as a successful G20 is because we prioritized the global south and we placed the issues in the center of the discussions, in the center of the debate, as we say. That is why it is really recognized and appreciated and respected by all the countries, this outcome of our presidency.
So this G20, we have this Global Alliance on Hunger and Poverty, which has been initiated under the Brazil's presidency. Hunger and poverty is a pressing issue in India as well. So how is India contributing towards this alliance?
It's a very important initiative because it also builds on our focus. Our focus is on socially inclusive growth, and our focus is on sustainable growth. And naturally, we cannot have a socially inclusive growth and sustainable growth if we're not able to address this challenge of inequality, if we're not able to address this challenge of hunger and poverty. And so that is why our theme has been for our G20. It started from the belief about the Vasudeva Kudumbakam, right? So now Brazil is built on that, and they've announced this initiative, Global Alliance Against Hunger. We are very happy to support it. We welcome it. And we look forward to working closely with Brazil in making it a success. Now, again, we congratulate Brazil in bringing this topic to the center of the debate, because today the main challenge which all developing countries are facing is a challenge of hunger and poverty. Now, when we bring it to the center of the debate, we're also bringing in the associated elements. How do we finance it? How do we address this challenge? And what are the solutions which are available? So that's why this alliance is very important initiative.
So we have had some 150 plus meetings across the working groups under the Brazilian presidency of G20 this year. Can you share more about India's participation and contribution to these working groups? Are there certain working groups where India is contributing, participating in a much more proactive manner compared to the other working groups?
India has been actively participating in the G20 presidency of Brazil in two ways. One, as a member of the TRIKA, India, Brazil and South Africa, we have been jointly shaping the agenda. We have been jointly engaging with the other member states, and we have been encouraging, where it is required, consensus. So that is one very critical role as a member of the TRIKA which India has been playing. And second, the role which India has been playing is as a leader of the Global South, where we have been actively intervening and where we have been making country statements and where we have been ensuring the interest of the South is protected. Now, I'll give an example where we have really taken forward the issue. We initiated the Disaster Resilient Working Group in India under Indian presidency, and Disaster Risk Reduction Working Group. And in the case of Brazil, they took it to the ministerial level. So this was the first ministerial level meeting on DRR. And happy to say that we worked very closely with them to make it a success. And we managed to come out with an excellent document outlining the urgency and encouraging the countries to approach this issue with an urgency that is required to find solutions.
India and Brazil have one of the most friendliest relations, and both of them are a leading economy. How do you see their leadership in G20 and also on the global platform today?
Today, when we look at two large economies, naturally India and Brazil are two of the large economies in the South. And when you again look at it, the combined GDP is more than $6 trillion. So that gives us a lot of heft on international affairs to save. And we have been working together in many areas. And looking at it from an economic perspective, socio-economic perspective, within the G20, we have been working actively to address issues relating to restructuring of debt. We have been working together to address issues relating to adequate financing, mobilization of finance to support development. Or we have been encouraging the G20 members to look at augmenting the climate financing. We have been working to promote the democratization of technology, as Honorable Prime Minister said. So we have been working very closely on that. But again, as to large economies on the bilateral front, it opens up a door for very active engagement on the bilateral front also. And you know, I'll be happy to share a few ideas on what's happening between India and Brazil on the bilateral front also.
Sir, a lot of focus has been put on inclusivity and strengthening of Global South. And it was in last year's G20 under India's presidency that African Union was made a member of the G20 group. So how is Brazil going to take that step forward this year?
They also invited some of the African countries to the summit. They invited Nigeria, they invited a couple of other countries from Africa, Egypt of course, and South Africa is already there as a member of the Troika. And so they are taking it forward, and now the process is well on its way in terms of giving a strong voice to the Global South.
So India and Brazil, they have one of the most cooperative and strong relations. Can you throw some light on the areas of cooperation between the two countries? And will G20 be providing a platform for any kind of bilateral discussions or agreement between the two countries?
Today, India and Brazil, we share a very dynamic relationship. We share a very forward-looking and I would even say futuristic relationship. It's really a very, very vast relationship, reflecting the size of the economies of both countries. We are actively engaged, for example, in biofuels, in ethanol. We have jointly established the Global Biofuel Alliance. Jab hum India mein baat karte hain about 20% target for ethanol mix. Naturally, Brazil is a natural partner for us in terms of sharing their technology about ethanol and sharing the technology about flex fuel, and also in terms of the policy framework. So we work very closely with Brazil on that. And we are also working very actively in very essential items such as pulses. You know, today Brazil is an important supplier of pulses to India. With tur dal and sare, it's all coming from Brazil. Quite a lot of it is coming to India from Brazil. And similarly, soy oil is coming in large quantity from Brazil. And we are also working with them to produce sunflower oil and palm oil also. And when you look at for the farmers, we are working very actively in the agricultural front also, because Brazil is also a major producer of most of the commodities. And a lot of scope for us to exchange technology and share knowledge and experiences. And we're also working together in the field of cattle, you know, cattle genomics. That's a very important area of engagement between our two countries. And moving away from this, we're also actively engaged in the defense front. Today, we have an active partnership on the strategic umbrella. We have many defense companies which are invested in India. And our companies are looking to open factories in Brazil because of the large market and the potential to supply. And on the technology front, we are active partners in the space. We are actively working on quantum computing. We are also working actively on the digital public infrastructure. You know, how can we share this message of digital public infrastructure in Brazil and abroad? So we are actively working on multiple areas of engagement with Brazil.
So you talked about digital infrastructure and the cooperation between India and Brazil on this front. Digital infrastructure is also one of the talking points of this year's G20. So sir, can we expect any kind of alliance or agreement in this area? So in the end, we will also like to discuss about IBSA, because this year the members of IBSA are also part of the Troika.
See, in our presidency, for the first time, we placed the digital public infrastructure in the center of the discussion. We also placed the importance of data, the big data, for development. So today, because of which, now digital public infrastructure is being adopted widely because of India's success. And today, they're recognizing that the digital technology has become a critical enabler for socio-economic growth to happen, to accelerate the socio-economic growth. And so now Brazil is also building on that. And now we are looking at working with them closely in taking it beyond to different countries, including in Africa, with Brazil as a partner. And the IBSA, as you mentioned, we are three large democracies. That is our unique strength, that we share such a strong democratic traditions. And it helps that we're also members of the Troika within G20. And so the engagement is multifaceted because of this combined strength as three large economies in G20 and as three large democracies as IBSA. So naturally, a lot of synergies between us on various issues which are globally important.
After the massive success of last year's G20 under India's presidency, a lot need to be seen that how Brazil builds upon that success. All eyes will be set on form in which these talking points are included in the final declaration.
Thank you, sir, for taking out your time for All India Radio.
Thank you.
You were listening to an exclusive interview with India's ambassador to Brazil, Suresh K. Reddy, on the 19th G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro. The interviewer was Sakshi Singh, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.